So the, but he, yeah, that background is important. But, all right. So the Gemara says, fine. So the Gemara says this is followed. Okay. So the Gemara says, so we did the Gemara, I believe that we did the Gemara already about the Gemonia Shel Zahav, that the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya that that the Lulav doesn't need to be Mu'ugad Bimino, which is a Machlokas Tanaim that we left off with. Do you need the type of the Dalet Minim in order to act as the Ma'agid, the item that was connecting all the, and attaching and combining all the Dalet Minim? Does it have to be from the Min of the Lulav? So the Gemara says, we'll just go back for a second. Tanya Meremer Ma'isab Bikar Yushalayim. There were the precious tzaddikim in Yerushalayim, Shayu Oigdenes Lulavim Bigmania Shalzav. They would use gold strings that would attach the Lulav. So how could you say that you need the Min of the Lulav to be Ma'agid? Amr Lo, they said back to him, that's not a Kasha. Misham Raya, there's no Kasha. Biminu Hayu Oigden. And underneath it, they would be Ma'agid with the Min. And what? Osom Limata. So meaning, yeah, they had some nice beautification of gold on the top, but underneath it, they had the min on the bottom. Amar Luhu Rabba.
Doesn't that be a problem though?
Why?
Yeah, you still have the gold on top of it. It's not like.
So Rashi says Nimtza Eger Elyon Lanoi Baalma V'Loi LaHechsher Mitzvah. The Fichach Ein Tosef is Lavor Lav Baal Tosef. It's not going to be Baal Tosef because you have the min that's being Maisif. And that's going to be the Ma'agid. Only something that is a halachic value could be, meaning, the Gemara is assuming that as long as, again, the Gemara's assumption was, Rashi explained that if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, if you're going to use another min, so then it's going to be Baal Taisiv. But Stam, if I have something additional on the Lulav.
A gold around it, it's not a problem?
Right. Because if you would put gold around your tzitzis and you weren't adding anything,
around the strings, I put gold.
Right, that's what the Gemara is saying. Right, if there was no halachic significance of it, so then it wouldn't automatically be Baal Taisiv. Right, the fact that you beautify something is not going to be Baal Taisiv. Right, right. Again, the Gemara only assumed Baal Taisiv here. Good. The Gemara is asked on Lamed Vav and Vez. My time of Bayim Mino came into Amar Lulav Tzarech Eged Havalei Afa Eged Min HaMitzvah. The Gemara's whole kasha was that if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, which means there's halachic significance to the Eged, right? And it's ma'akiv if there's no Eged there. So now if I bring another min to act as the Eged, so that would be Baal Taisiv, right? So that's what the Gemara said. That's what the Gemara said. Why you need, according to Rava, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would need Ein Ogdin Lesalulav El Bimino only with a type and a species that's one of the Arba Minim. So Gemara says, yeah. So now, just like according to Rabbanan, that wouldn't be Baal Taisif, because again, the Eged doesn't have as halachic significance. So too, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you had the Eged with the Min and now you just added on something for Tosefes Noi, that's not going to be. It's not going to be Baal Taisiv. Good. So the Gemara says, Amar Lu Rabba. Now the Gemara goes back to Netilas Lulav. Lahanu Megadle Hoshana, Debei Reish Galusa. Those that are growing, right? Rashi says, Megadle Hoshana, Ogde Halulavim. They're growing the Agadim, the Egeds of the Lulav, Lashon Gedilim. The lashon hashas loymar lechol umen bedover lashon zek gon hach to perik mashkin lemegadle ori lemegadle tanure bechol shamoid lemad shapirish lashon zel lashon asiyah v'tikon. Megadle means doesn't only mean grow, but it means people who do things. Very interesting, very apropos for derech gedilason, not only to mean things that grow. The shmuz that we gave, Rashi tells us lashon gedilin doesn't necessarily mean something that has an agricultural or a vegetation or grows from the ground. It's milashan asiya. Megadle is lashan asiya. When I'm megadle a child, so I'm two-ifing them. I'm bringing them up. I'm doing something with them. I'm active with them. So Gidol is Lashon Asiyah. So now we can say, very much connects to Arkasha and Memhayim Abayz, how could it be the Kol HaMitzvahs Kul and Tzarech Derech Gedi Lashon? Means there's a fashion, there's a way to do it. There's an Asiyah that you have to do to make it perpetual and not just to do it disconnected from the Deris HaAchroinim and to the Deris HaBoim. So the Gemara says that they had these egeds, they would make these egeds, Megadli Oshana Debeish Galusa, Ki Gadiltu, when you make the Oshanas, Debeish Galusa, so he said, Shaira Ba Beis Yad, make sure that you don't totally cover the entire Lulav, but make sure that you leave an area at the Dalad Minim, that what, at the bottom, that there's going to be a Beis Yad, that I'm going to be able to hold the Dalad Lulav, the Dalad Minim, and don't cover the entire package of the Dalad Minim in the Eged. Yeah? Why? What's the issue? Zok the Gemara ki Eched Leilave Chatzitza. So that there's not going to be a separation. Chatzitza is a problem we find in the Gemara we learned earlier this year. Those of you that were with us last semester, the halachas of Chatzitza, when a woman goes to the mikvah, she has to make sure that she has nothing separating any part of her body from the mikvah. And ipso facto, it depends how large it was. That's what we learned on Vavim Beis earlier this year. Rubo Makbid, Miyat She'eno Makbid, Derabanan versus Deraisa. Rubo Makbid is Deraisa. So there's a halacha called Chatzitza. So what's fascinating is Rabbah says, Chatzitza is not only relevant for the mikvah, Chatzitza is not only relevant for the Kohen Gadol to have something in between his Begadim and this week's Parsha, the Begadim, the Big Day Kuhuna, and the Kohen's body. Chatzitza is relevant to every Sukkis. There isn't a shame lekicha if there's a separation between my hand and the Dalet Minim. What would that separation be? That separation would be what? The Eged. Zok Rashi, Shari Beis Yad, Mitachas Leged, Shelo Yikchenu B'makom Agdo. Don't hold it in the area where the Eged is. Why? Zok Rashi, because we're in Rabbanan Shita. What's Rabbanan Shita, Rabbi Isai? That Lulav ain't Tzarech Eged, and the mitzvah is still kosher, even if you don't have an Eged. If the mitzvah is still kosher, even if you don't have an Eged, so what, in essence, do you have over here? It might be very nice, it might be convenient to have this thing attached to the Dalet Minim, but it blibes a Chatzitza. It now creates a separation. It's going to create a problem with your lekicha. Dikasavar, we're in the Manda Omer. Rav Yehuda would never say this. Dikasavar, what? Ena egem in a mitzvah. Rabbanan Damri ain't tzarech egem. Lo nahave chatzitza beis yad lo ishana ve'ein zu lekicha. And for the Gemara, we don't paskin like this. Says the Gemara, Rava Omer, kolina oisai ena chaitzitz. What does that mean? Says Rava, Chiddush in Hilchus Chatzitza. Which, by the way, Rabbi said, the Rashba brings up in Hilchus Nida. You want to talk about makeup and nail polish? Kolana also, Eino Chaitzitz.
What about jewelry?
So, you know, potentially, it's a little bit complicated. I'm just, I don't want to get into all the Shilas of, but I could hear that also as well. There's also a question if we paskin like this straight up. What is kol ano say no chutzitz? Does it really mean anything that's there to beautify? Also, when you get problematic with makeup, I'm not paskin like this at all. And we tell everyone makeup has to be totally removed. And you'll hear about this more when you get chas and shmuz before your chasana, because that's something you have to be sensitive to, depending on where you're going to be for Shabbos. If your wife has to go to the mikvah Friday night, that she's not going to be able to have makeup on because she has to go to the mikvah. The reason is because it's not going to be lana osa, like Libby's saying. When you dip your head in water after you have makeup, it spreads all over the place. It's not even lana osa. But the Rashba is talking about a situation where a person always keeps it there, and it's potentially not a separation because it's lana osa. So that's what's applicable over here. That since this eged is there to enhance the mitzvah, to beautify the mitzvah, to add something that's going to add to the mitzvah, so then what? It's not going to be considered a chatzitza, and that's the way we paskin. That over here, the eged will not be a problem, although Rabbah thought it would be a problem, it will not be a problem of chatzitza. Taisus is very bothered by Akash over here. that Rabba says that there will be a chatzitza over here. So Taisa says that even though one could use an eged that's the same min as the lulav, right? Zok to Gemara to kasava Rabba min b'mino chaitzitz. Apparently, Rabba holds that even if you have something that's the same min, as long as that's not halachically what I'm going to be yotze with, it's still going to be considered a chatzitza, because one could have argued that, say, what do you mean? It's the same type. So if it's the same type, that's why it's not a chatzitza. So as Rabba, no, even though it's the same type, the fact that there's a physical chatzitza and it's not part of the actual lulav, so that would be considered a chatzitza. Inami says, Taisis, maybe Rabba's misupuk if min b'mino is chatzitza. Why?
Because, I mean,
what are the Rabbanan?
Yeah.
No, so it could be that, again, Lefi the Rabbanan, everyone would agree that B'dieved, your Yotze, so Mimele Chatzitza is dependent on what's crucial.
You're the subject that even, that some part of it has to be not covered.
Meaning it's a chatzitza if it's not, I'm still not holding the lulav, because it's only lechatchila. What's crucial for the lulav, for the mitzvah, is the dalet mina.
So I'm going to say the chatchila, if the chatchila is not, you're not
going
to be able to...
Chazal told you because of Zekele Mave, we want to mimic Rav Yehuda, but no, there could be an eged on the lulav, but I'm just leaving a base yad. That's what the Gemara is saying. This Gemara is not contradicting the Gemara in Yud Aleph that says that even Rabbanan Lechatchila should have an eged. So now, what's the nature of that din? So we suggested, according to Rabbi Natam, perhaps it took all the chumras of Rabbi Yehuda as well. But it's not going to help Lagabe Chatzitza. Good. So then Taisis has a whole discussion. Taisis says, is it really accurate that Mim Mino is Chotzitz, is not Chatzitz? So he tries to... He tries to make chilukim of when mim b'mino is chotzitz, when mim b'mino is eino chotzitz. Depends when it's the normal way, when it's not the normal way. If it's not the normal way, then it is chotzitz. If it is the normal way, then it isn't chotzitz. So that's at the end of that thesis. Good. Let's go back to the Gemara. Amaru Rabba lahanu migad... Oh, sorry. So that was the Gemara we just did. V'amar Rabba. And Rabba continues. Valinkit inish hashana. Person shouldn't hold his lulav bisudra. What's a sudra, Rabbi say? A scarf. So don't make your lulav... Well, it's not really clear what this Gemara means. Where is the scarf? Is that what the Gemara is saying? Is that what the Gemara is saying? Or is the Gemara saying... Or is the Gemara saying that the sudar, kind of like the last Gemara, is more like wrapped around the lulav? Is it a din in the chefza shel lulav, or is it a din in the gavra of the yad?
That doesn't make sense, because if it's the hand grip, then you could just hold it.
With a chatzitza.
Doesn't the Gemara talk about the hand case?
You're not holding the lulav. That's our sugya, no? So Rabbi say, it's not clear from the Gemara. What does Rashi say? Kishenola lotzitz bo lo yichroch sudar shebing seif of al yado. Rashi holds it's like a glove. A person shouldn't use a glove when taking dalet minim. A person shouldn't have a sudr that's on his hand when he's taking dalet minim. He should hold the actual lulav. So you don't know what Rashi would hold. What happens? Is it worse when the sudr is wrapped around the lulav? Or is it better when the sudr is wrapped around the lulav? I don't know. I don't know what the svar is. Is it din in my hand can't be covered, or is it din in the lulav? Maybe you'd say a kol shekin. So let's see. The Rav Amar, these are just the questions you should ask yourself when reading the Gemara. The Gemara itself is vague. When a Gemara is vague, Rabbi Yosi, you better bet yourself that there's going to be a debate amongst the Rishonim and what the case of the Gemara is. So the Gemara says, "The Rav Amar lekicha al yedei davar acher shma lekicha." Rav says, "No, not a problem at all." Why not a problem at all? Says Rav, because it's a lekicha al yedei davar acher. Just because, what does the Torah say? The Torah says, "Ulakachtem lachem bayom rishon." You should take it. So who says lakicha doesn't mean to take it through something else? Maybe the definition, again, we're defining the Torah's vague words. When the Torah says lakicha, just like I told you, there's a debate, right? whether or not lechicha, right, machloikas, the rashash, the tzlach that we spoke about at the beginning of this year, does lechicha include holding it when it's mechubar lakarka, when it's on the tree? Is that a lechicha? Does lechicha mean someone who's holding it from chatzos last night and is still holding it when alois hashachar comes? A major machloikas in the poskim. Is that lechicha? I'm standing holding it. Or no, do I have to be magbiyah from the ground? Do I have to do a maisa hagbah? Do I have to do a maisa lechicha? So now the Gemara is saying, Rav is saying, I disagree with Rabbah. There's no problem with a sudr. Why? It's a halach of lekicha yidei davar acher. And therefore what? I have precedence that lekicha yidei davar acher. If I take something through a conduit, through something else, that blibes, that's a still a shame lekicha. That's not mechusar, my shame lekicha. Everyone's trying to define this vague term of what defines itself as a lekicha, what doesn't define itself as a lekicha. Where's precedence for Rava's idea that what? Lekicha yidei davar acher is shema lekicha. Zok Rav, I have a beferish din, because kol ha'Torah kula is sugya achasi, and everything that we learn in one area, if we have the right principles and Torah Shebaal Peh and the Yud Gimel Midas that connects the Torah, so we can carry over from one halacha to the other halacha. Listen to what the Gemara says. Disna umina amina la dekicha yidei davar acher shmal lekicha. And how do you know that lekicha yidei davar acher shmal lekicha? Disna, I have a Mishnah by Parah Aduma. Ezov kotzer misapkoi bechut ubekush v'toyvel. What in the world is going on here, Rabbi Yisai? I don't know anything about Paradum, and I don't know anything about what's going on over here. So let's see. Let's see Rashi. Rashi comes and saves the day. Ezov Kotzer, Shahayu Mevi'in Mechatos. What's the Mechatos? No. The Paraduma is what? What do they do with the Paraduma, Rabbi Yisai? They burn it. And they put the ashes of the Paraduma into what? What's that water called? What's the water called before they put it? Maybe make a mechatas. Mayim chayim. Mayim chayim el keli. So you have to put the which mayim chayim means the mei mayon from a spring, and you take the water from that spring and put ashes in it, and now you dip the azov, the I think it's the hyssop tree into the thing. Into that thing. That's the process of the paradum. Shayu mevi'im mechatas me'irliyir. They used to schlep it from one city to the next. Bishfoferes shalkanim, with like a tube made of woods, arukos that were long. Umatznian oisim bahem letaras tmeim, and they would preserve this water for future tmeim that needs to be purified. Umatbil ha'ezov, and they would dip the azov, the hyssop, into them, umaze, and then sprinkle it onto the tameh meis. But ve'im haya kotzer, but what if the hyssop was too short? Kishemachniso befiash voferes, when they're pitting it into the tube, eno magia lamayim, so what? It's not going to get to the water, so you need some other extension to like push it down, right, Rabbi Yisai? So what do? Shavarosh Hashini, Misafko, Maricho Kadesipuko, right? You lengthen it, the amount that it can get to reach the water, Kadesipuko, that it will reach. Bekush, with some sort of stick. Plach, Puzo, Balaz, Shanoshim Tovosbo. Sorry, it's something that they use in the weaving process, some sort of stick, some sort of needle or whatever. Vilokach Ezov. So that's the Gemara says, right? So now what? And what? What does the Torah say? Amai, why does that work? Hello, the Torah says, v'lokach v'tavol. You have to take the Azov and betoivel it into the Mayim Chayim. And this is a what? This is not a lakach of the Azov. This is a lakach of a kush that's pushing the Azov. And for Rove, you see from one halacha of Paraduma, you can't learn Maseches Sukkah. You can't shake a lulav on sukkahs unless what? You analyze Paraduma. So when you learn Parshas Chukas, you're actually learning Maseches Sukkah. Unbelievable Torah. Unbelievable Torah Mishamayim, that it's all connected. Kol Torah Kulu Chativah Sugya Achazi. It's a pella when you think about it. You need a paraduma to teach you how to be like Keach Alulav. Who would have ever thought, who would have ever had a book of laws like this, that's so intertwined, that's so halig? Amai v'lokach v'tavol amrachmona? It's not v'lokach. Elulav shma mino, l'kicha yidei davar acher shma l'kicha. Rabbi said, I would tell someone on the street that, by the way, you know why you're allowed to wear gloves when you're shaking a lulav, says Rava? It's because of the paraduma with a kush. What are you talking about? But that's not, you learn the Gemara, you learn like a mensch, you figure it out. So the Gemara says, you see, l'kichai de davaracher, shma l'kichai. You see that an extension on the lulav, right? Something, or I'm sorry, an extension of my hand that even though I'm taking it through a sudr, that would be sufficient. So Gemara says, mimai, dilma shiny awesome, kevin de chabre kegufe dami. Says the Gemara, maybe I could explain that halacha paraduma entirely differently. It's not the halacha that l'kichai de davaracher, shma l'kichai. And then if I really go like this, this is considered a lakicha of the cell phone, right? Rather what? I attach the cell phone to this thing. I attach the hyssop to the azov to the kush. Once I attach it, so what did I just do? Kevin dechabre kegufa dami. Now I just made it one entity. So maybe lakicha ide davaracher, an independent sudar and a lulav and a hand are not necessarily considered one item. But when you attach it, so that's going to be the halacha. So the Gemara says, you're right, I need to bring another marker. Elamei hachal. Nafal mishvoshveres l'shkokas pasul. Ha'epiluhu kosher. The Gemara says, what happens? Let's see the Rashi. Nafal mishvoshveres l'shkokas. Af ha'efer ha'yum mevim mishvoshveres u'mekachin bo'as ha'mayim. The halacha is, Rabbi Yisai, that you would have this mayim from the mayim chayim, right? But you would not, it would not be enough to have the Mayim Chaim. You would also have to schlep over the ashes and put it into the Mayim Chaim, right? And the Mayim has to come first. So Gemara says, "Umekachin bo'as ha'mayim b'shoka shaleven," that they would put it into a stone jar. Shekol ma'isa para b'kli avana ma'isa, because all of the para aduma activities were done in a stone vessel. Like I just said, you put the water first, and then there's not going to be a hefsik between the jar and the mayim, and then you put the efer in afterwards. What? So what's the halacha? Rabbi says, so let's speak outside. So now what happens if the efer just fell in on its own? So Gemara says it's possible. Because why? Because it has to be what? Has to be what the pasuk? V'nosan of a hawk diksiv, v'nosan a love, right? The beginning of a lakcho may offer serifas achatas, v'nosan. She lekech biyada v'noisan, that he should take it and place it there. If it fell on its own, it's mechusar, the halachas of the kashrus, of creating the mechatas, everybody say. What does this Gemara say? But ha'ipilo, but if I sprinkled it in, right, with kavana, and it didn't fall on its own, right? You take the container that it's sitting in, the shvoferes, that it was sitting in when you were taking it from city to city, and you pour it into the shoka shel evan, into the stone jar. The Gemara says what? It's kosher. Ha'ipilo b'chavana, it's kosher.
Does that mean he spilled it or sprinkled it?
He sprinkled it. Rashi says ha'ipilo b'miskavin, he did it with kavana. So then what? Then it's not considered pasul like nafal me'ilav, right? V'nara l'toch shokas. Nara means to shake it in. Like you shake a salt shaker. You shake the shvoferes in order to put the afer into the mayim, in the shokas shaleven. So Gemara says, amai. Why is that good? You're not sprinkling it in with your fingers. You're putting it in through a shvoferes. Elamai, zok the Gemara. You see from here, from Paraduma, from a different part of the Paraduma, where it's not connected, and it's not kegufi dami, and you can't reject this point, so then that's a good lakicha. But you say, I have a kasha on this Gemara. How did the Gemara start off? The Gemara started off that if what? If you have a lulav, and you hold, like the man, the amr lulav ein tzarech ege, that it's not ma'akev, and it's okay if you don't have a knot tying the dalaminin together, and you just hold them in your hand, it's okay. Mara says, even if you put an ege, make sure you leave a handle there. Why? What does Rava say the reason is, Rabbi say? Because what? Chatzitza. Good. Says Rava, no, it's not a chatzitza, because what? It's linoi. And since it's a beautification, we know in Hilchos Chatzitza, that for whatever reason, such an item is not going to be a chatzitza. Good. Comes along the Gemara and says another case. You have a suder. Rashi says the suder is on my hand. Gloves. Same thing. Says the Gemara. Rabbah says, what's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? According to Rabbah, it's a problem. Why? That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Lekicha Tama. Lekicha Tama Valeka. This is not a complete Lekicha. And Rava says, no, I have a raya from Paraduma that it is a Lekicha. A Lekicha I did Avracha Rishma Lekicha. You know what bothered by anything in this Gemara? Something that should really bother you from this Gemara, please. Again, Rabba and Rava start off their conversation. They say, make sure that you leave an area that there's enough to put my hand onto the lulav of a base yad in order for it to be kosher. And Rava says, there's a problem with chatzitza. Because if it's going to be an egged there, it's going to separate between my hand and the lulav. And Rava says, no, it's lanoi, it's okay. Then Rabba says, yeah, but what about a situation where I wrap my hand around with a sudr, with a scarf? Says Rabba, that's a problem of lakichatam.
What does that mean?
Why is Rabba coming up with new rishus, Rabba will say? Why should Rabba passel the second case?
Yeah, just
say chatzitza, like Jeremy said. Like Jeremy even thought, assumed Pasha that it would be chatzitza. What should bother all of you in this Gemara, Rabba Yisai, is what happened to the old problem of chatzitza. And let me ask you something, Rabbi Yisai. And even Rava, who was the Bar Plukta of Rabba, who was okay with the Eged in the last Gemara, I can venture to say that a lot of times it might not be okay when it comes to a Suder. Let's say it's not Linoi. Let's say it's not Kolana Oso. So maybe even La Locha there should be a problem of Chatzitza. What happened to the issue of Chatzitza? Yeah.
I think the difference is that with the Lulav, with the first case, the bundle is part of the Lulav. In the second case, the glove is part of you. So
excellent.
It's excellent.
So Dani's machaven to the first answer of Tosfos. Zok Tosfos, Dibur Masel to be in and likichatam of Aleka. Zok Tosfos, Hacha loy shayach lameimer de loy have lechatzitza. Rabbi Yisai, even though Tosfos didn't start with a ve'im timer and a ve'yishleimer, Rabbi Yisai, when Tosfos has to get off with saying that statement and add in something to the Gemara, what does that obviously mean, Rabbi Yisai? There was an implied question. What was his implied question? The question I just asked you. What happened to the old story of chatzitza? Why is everyone ignoring chatzitza in this line? Says Taisis, Hacha lo yishayach lameimer de lahavi chatzitza, meaning you should have asked, why isn't there a chatzitza? Kedamar le'el, like the Gemara said a second before, de le'el ayre, beautiful, like exactly like Dani said. De le'el ayre, because the case before is kisha eged belulav. V'hacha, kisha karach yodoy, so he says exactly what Dani said. One is where the lulav is wrapped up, and one is where my hand is wrapped up. But how do I explain in a conceptual way? I understand that that's a difference. I understand that there's a distinction between the cases. But why should one be a chatzitza and one not be a chatzitza? So if we would try to use some halachic principles, some terminology that comes from Lamdisha principles, I think we could say the following principle, at least from the first line of Taisus. Perhaps Taisus is telling us that chatzitza by lulav is only a chatzitza, only a separation, when it's in the cheftza of the lulav. But mitzad the gavra of the maisa lakicha, there's no halacha of chatzitza. That's what I would suggest, what the first line in Taisus is saying, that that's why, according to the first line, wear gloves, have anything you want on the hand. As long as the lulav itself doesn't carry on any separating item, there's no problem for me to be distant and for the maisa agavra to have anything superfluous and anything separating when it comes to that. But this is not going to stand, la halacha.
Rashi maybe said, that's why I figured Rashi said.
Yeah, could be Rashi held like this. Rashi had to explain that the scarf, exactly. Rashi had to explain that the scarf was around the hand and not around the lulav, because perhaps Rashi held like this first day. But then Taisa says, I have some problems with this. Ubesayif makum shenogu gavi yisachar yishkvar barakai tavakarach yadi b'shiroi v'avid avoida. So the Gemara talks about a guy who did the same exact thing when he was doing the avoida in the Gemara in Pesachim, perish b'kunstris, and the Gemara says, Rashi says in that Gemara, v'chatzitza, and it was a chatzitza, paiselis b'kodshim. So what? Now we have a problem. Is we see the Gemara elsewhere is calling wrapping your hand in a sudra chatzitza, and what? That seems to counter what Taisus and what Dani just said. So you see that what? That laka chakoyin ba'inan shetei lekicha ba'atzma shel koyin, that you need the atzim, the etzim koyin, the hand of the koyin. So you see that it's a chatzitza. So one could have distinguished Rabbi Yisai, and I think there is a gotaisis like this in Yuma that quotes from the Ritzpah. That the Ritzpah said, is there a Yuma there?
Yeah, Yuma.
No, is there a Yuma? Is there a Yuma on the shelf? What's that big? You see the Talmud Bavli on the top that has like a lot of Gemaras? No, on top. Is that Yuma? No, right? It's Kodshim? It's Yuma? Siat Deshmaya. What is that? I was in Lakewood for Shabbos. And I was there 5 years ago by my cousin's house. And I had a whole discussion about the drawers of the garbages that you pull out. And there's a shiloh of being a basis of the varas or being muktzah to pull out the drawer constantly. And people put tuna cans at the bottom, and I was having a whole tumult with the Rav. You know, is that good? Is it really now a basis of the varas or ramutra, whatever, a muktzah shiloh. So I reconnected with the Rav, the Shabbos. I was there for a simcha, and I reconnected with the Rav. Shabbos morning, I walk into shul, the Dvar Halacha that the Rav's giving before Shachris is the Halacha of draws, Basis, the Rav, so the Muktzah, the Rav in Lakewood. I was just like...
But he agreed with you?
Yeah, no, so that's what he was saying, that the tuna cans doesn't... But that wasn't the point. The point wasn't that... The point was that the Hashkacha Pratis, that 5 years later, the conversation that we were discussing, that he mamish punkt was up to this halacha of Graf Shel Re'e about garbage is being mukta on Shabbos, and he was talking this halacha, I was just like, I mean, you can't deny this Hashkacha. Like, it's just like, whatever. Let's see. But I'm a big fan of when you see Hashkacha, you gotta declare it, you gotta publicize it. Where's Yuma over here? So Taisa says over here, shame the Ritzpah. Here. Ritzpah Peteritz, the Bishmaitz, Gabe Klisharis, Mimbe Sheino Mino Chaitzitz, Becholin, the Afilim, Tinsel Lemmer, the Gabe Lulav Yeshchilok, the Precious Gabe Klisharis, Becholin, Mimbe Sheino Mino Chaitzitz, the Nehid Chiavike, and Besiad, Mikre Lakicha, Gabe Klisharis, Zok the Ritzpah, there's no kashas. Don't compare apples and oranges. Kodshim is different. There's a higher level in terms of the din when the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted a halacha of Chatzitza when it came to the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah, so then there's a higher level. So don't compare apples and oranges. So that's the Ritzvah Yisoid, and that you need mamish everything to be touching the Kohen Gadol, and when he's touching the Avoida, that it should be involved with the hand of the Kohen Gadol. Chatzitzas are elevated to a new level, Dr. Ritzvah. But Taisis didn't go with that mahalach. So again, back to square one, Rabbi Yisai. So how could the Gemara over there say that even when you're wrapping your hand, it's going to be a chatzitza? Even though that doesn't Rava say lekichai devarach or shma lekicha, doesn't that count to that Gemara? Says Rav, says Taisus, honey mili derech kavod. No. We only mean it when it's actually showing honor to the mitzvah. Kedemuchach b'seif pirkin, like the Gemara in Sukkah daf Membez itself makes this distinction. Gabe lulav shotziu bekli, that a lulav that they took out in a vessel. Deparach Allah. That the Gemara says that it was possible if he took it out in a vessel. But doesn't Rava say on Lamed Zayin of an Aleph that Lekicha Ide Davaracher is Shema Lekicha? He learns from Paraduma. So Mishani, and what does the Gemara draw us thing? Distinction, Hani Mili Derech Kavod. That's only when it's actually to show honor. But Aval Derech Bizayon Lo. But if you're doing it to be Mezalzel in the Mitzvah, if it's not showing Kavod, then that is not going to be a Lekicha Ide Davaracher. And that is the Pshat. Vahashta Nami, and now we could apply that to the Gemara in Pesachim as well. Afal gav de karach yadi b'shiroi, even though he wrapped his hand in a sudder, lekavod atzmo haya oise. Wherever Avoyse, a musar from Taisus. When you're doing something for your own kavod, that's not the kavod of the Rabbanu Shalom. When you're taking care of the other kavod, when you're wrapping your own hand, you don't want your hand to get dirty, that's not a kavod in the Avodas HaKadosh. Shelo yislachlu yadav, that his hands wouldn't get dirty, bedame evarim, with the blood of the evarim, umevadze kodshe shamayim karalei hasam. That worrying about yourself getting dirty, when you're involved in the kodshim, that's mevaze kodshe shamayim, and that's why what? It blives halacha of not derech kovet. Memela, what? Even though wrapping your hand is what? Is not a chatzitza, right? Taisus is not going to go with the mahalach of Rashi. Because Taisus wants to say that whenever you're wrapping your hand, what? It's going to be not a chatzitza. That's why the Gemara didn't talk about chatzitza over here. So what is it? It's halach of lakicha yidei davar acher. Taisus says, but within lakicha yidei davar acher, you have to differentiate between when it's derech kavod and when it's derech bizayon. Let me just finish the Taisus. Inami, says Taisus in New Teretz. Dilataima de chatzitza nenesh. No, maybe you could say like Rashi over there, that it wasn't einish because of chatzitza. Mishum bezayin kodshim kedemuchach mebasko, umiu lo yitochen perishzeh, midemaisa Allah ahi de'ezav shesafko b'chut. So what does Taisa say? Taisa said, but maybe you could say that it really meant that it was because of chatzitza. Right? And it's a bezayin kodshim to have any separation. Right? But Taisa says, but it can't be. Because from the Hemshech of the Gemara that the Gemara brought, the din of Ezov, it sounded like the Gemara even over there was going within what? The halach of Lekicha Yidei Davar Acher and not the halach of Chatzitza. So really, what I said before is really what stands as of now, says Taisus. And it wasn't halach of Chatzitza. It was halach of Lekicha Yidei Davar Acher. And since it was Derech Zilzel, it wasn't a Lekicha Yidei Davar Acher that Rava would say Shema Lekicha. El Yishleimar, de Eged Hatzarech Lelulav, now Taisus says a different pshat, Eged Hatzarech Lelulav Shelo Yispardu Aminim Shayach Bechatzitza, Aval Hocha Sudra Loi Ba'ilulav. Says Taisus, maybe you could say a different distinction. You know why the first pshat, the first stage of the Gemara, it was a Chatzitza? Because the Lulav needs that other entity. And when that other entity is required and is significant, so that what? The Dalet Minim don't separate, and the Dalet Minim don't fall over the place, and it's actually doing something effective, then what? Then it's going to create a Chatzitza, because it's actually something significant. But what? But the Suder is totally not necessary. The Suder is something that's totally, that the Lulav doesn't need. If that's the case, as Taisus, then that's not going to be a Chatzitza. Again, one could fit this rationale within Chatzitza being Halacha in the Cheftza. So when the Cheftza requires this, so then that would be a Chatzitza. But when you're doing something on the Gavra, Chatzitza would be not Halacha in the Cheftza, and therefore the fact that the Lulav doesn't need it, so that would mean that it's not Halacha of Chatzitza in the Cheftza, and Chatzitza perhaps, according to the way Taisus is saying right now, is Halacha in the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, and it wouldn't pose a problem if the Gavra had any separation with his action of Lekicha. Fine. Taisa brings a riot to that. So then Taisa says, no. Umiu gamzelo yitachin. Then he rejects this. The koshkein dahavel lemimer dechaitzitz. Kin mucha bay ayidura mirachar. The barakot zilo. The inech mizrak patach mizrak. The bay lemishtay. Me ahida al gabi regal. Chavir apostle. Vadachi shani regal. The lema vatalis. Taisa says, but one could argue the opposite. One could say, when the lulav requires it, it's lesser of a chatzitza. And when it's superfluous and it's not necessary, that's more of a chatzitza, and Taisus thinks there's a Gemara that sounds like when it's less necessary, right? Then that's going to be more of a chatzitza as opposed to something that is necessary. The Yesh Leimer. So now Taisus continues. The Ma'irish Ha'asam and Asuder Kimin Beis Yad. Taisus says we got the whole case wrong. Taisus says nothing to do with wrapping your hand, nothing to do with wrapping the lulav. What happened over here? You made a handle for the lulav. You made a handle. You made something that you could hold on to. It's too hard for you to hold the entire lulav with the dalet minim. Right? You're very machmir. So you made a contraption that you're holding on to a beis yad, like as if you would know a handle to a kli. So I'm holding on to a handle to the lulav, the beis yad. Ve'ein shayach kan chatzitza. And that's why the Gemara in this shlav didn't bring a chatzitza. Shekol alulav chutz miyado. Because there is no halacha of chatzitza over here. Because when I'm holding it through a handle, what? I'm not holding the lulav at all. It's all out of my hands. So what? It's only a shiloh of what? Lekicha ide davaracha, shma lekicha or not. Is it considered a lekicha when I take it through another extension? Or when I don't take it through another extension? When I'm grabbing the lulav itself and I'm holding on to the actual lulav and there's a separation. So that's the first stage of the Gemara, that the Gemara brought up chatzitza. But when I'm not even holding the actual dalamina, I'm just holding some handle that now has the ability, contraption, that can now hold the lulav and it's totally chutz miyado. So that's a separate shaila. It's not a halacha of chatzitza. That's a halacha of what? Lekicha ide davaracha, shma lekicha. And what's with the Gemara on Membeis that we said, that the Gemara said that there was a problem of its derech bizayon, that it's not lekicha yidid avar acher, v'luv shahotzi b'kli, the sof pirkin lo b'shaochiz b'dofne akli, it's not talking about holding the dofne akli that would bud like a handle, eleminiach yado, you were holding tachas shulav, o shaochiz b'beis yad shel akli, that what? That you were not holding, or you're holding the handle of the kli, which is two steps removed. That's not like argamar, that you're holding the handle of the lulav itself, that it would be a lekicha yidei davar acher shma lekicha. So he's saying, when you're holding the handle of a lulav, a contraption, that I'm not going to hold the lulav itself, but I'm going to make a handle that now it's directly holding the lulav, so then that's lekicha yidei davar acher shma lekicha according to Rava, and according to Rabba, it's mechusar and lekicha tama, that would not consider a lekicha. The Gemara over there that said when you're lokeach ayde davracher, it's not good. So Tosis says, why is it not good according to Rava? There, you're not holding the handle of the lulav; you're holding the handle of the kli, which is two steps removed. That's not lekicha ayde davracher. You have to be one stage away. You have to be a contraption that's actually holding the lulav. I asked Tosis, why aren't you handling chatzitza in this extra stage of the Gemara? Tosis says chatzitza is only relevant when I'm actually holding the thing. And it's a separation. But when I'm holding a handle, then a chatzitza wouldn't be no good. So according to Taisus, as long as I can have a sudr that would be some sort of a handle, then it would be good. It would be a shiloh lekicha yidei davracher or not lekicha yidei davracher. Let's see the Ran over here, Rabbi Sen. Let's see it's going to affect halacha l'maisa.
So wait, Rabbi, in case of the paradigma,
that's lekicha yidei davracher.
But theoretically, it's like a second step because you're trying to get the water for, you see what I'm saying?
No, I'm one step away. Again, the water has to be placed, we thought the water has to be placed by my hands, and now we're saying, no, the water is placed through the kli. So that's one step away, exactly. It's like a base yacht. So the Ran disagrees with this entire thesis. With the same premise, the same kasha. The top in the Oz V'Hadar, it's on Nun in the Dapi Arif. It's on Yud Ches on everyone else's Dapi Arif. Linkish the top column. Linkit Inish Hoshana B'Sudrik Shnot L'Latzeis Ba'Olo Yichuch Sudr Shving Seifu Ayodav Yichus Ba'Aluv. V'Rav V'Shaver Der Akichai De Davrachash Malakich. In time of a cave in the Lehavelin Aosa Lehavet Chatzitza. Ishlamer da anan leslon krol ifsol chatzitza belulav. Belulav. What did Taisa say? What did the Ran say? You know what the answer to Taisa's kasha is? There is no halacha of chatzitza when it comes to lulav. Because chatzitza is only when the Torah tells you there's a problem with chatzitza. You have a pasuk. Right? You have a pasuk to tell you there's a din by nida. We learned it of chatzitza. Good. We have no pasuk to tell us that there's a psul of chatzitza by lulav. The Ran is going to have some explaining to do, because there seems to be a Gemara, a line above that brought up chatzitza, a line before that seems to be a raya to Taisus. What the Gemara meant entirely the whole time was always this halacha of lekachtem lakem, it has to be a complete lekicha, lekicha tam. Maskinin decholin also batel legabe lulav, and therefore, if it's beautifying, Rava said, then you could be mevatel it to the lulav, and then what? It's as if I'm taking the lulav. I'm mevatel that egget to the lulav because it's lena also because it's serving a purpose. But it never meant al chatzitza. It never meant the halacha of chatzitza. And anything that's batal, that's tafel, that's ancillary, right? And because it's serving a purpose as noi, so then it's as if I'm taking the whole thing in my hand. And it's as if I'm taking the lulav itself, but not aloch of chatzitza. There was no giloy of chatzitza applicable. It's kichatzitza. It's similar to chatzitza, but it never meant really chatzitza. Zok the heligiran rabbi say a shaila. A person would ask you before sukkis, is there a halacha of chatzitza when I have a lulav, when I have to pick up my lulav? The answer is the Ran says achas v'shalom. This is not nida. This is not a place where the Torah says there's a halacha of chatzitza of separation. Aye, what's with the Gemara on Lamed Zayin and Aleph that the Gemara uses that terminology? That means similar to chatzitza that it has to be a complete lekicha. It has to be a lekicha tama. But there is no halacha. Aye, and when the Gemara says kolon osa in a chutz, that just meant that's a way that I can observe and that I can actually see in that situation that the eged is bottled to the lulav, and now he's as if he's taking the lulav, and it's a kiyam and a fulfillment of lakachtim lachem, lakicha tama, complete lakicha. But there is no separate halacha of chatzitz. Avalav mishum chatzitza mamish asin ole. The lay paslina mishum chatzitza ele echadika kra. Only when there's a pasuk ketvila dechsivba verachot besara b'mayim shlo yedaver chaitzitz. Like we learned on the Gemara, by chatzitza or by tefillin, Rabbi Yisai. By tefillin, there's halacha of chatzitza. Right? I quoted you guys in the past, Rabbi Yisai. People who grow their hair a little bit longer. That's a problem. It could be a problem potential of chatzitza. Megadle blurius. The Mishaburu suggests.
Front,
yes, that would be a problem of chatzitza. Not only up front. We hold that there's a chatzitza anywhere on the head. That the ritzuas on the head, that's the most important ritzuas.
Like punk haircuts, you know, like the modern day, like this.
Okay, it's a shaila how long it is, but it's better to have shorter. It's better to have that for chatzitza. So the Ran says for tvila and for nida for tefillin, those are halachas. By the way, how do we know that there's a chatzitzas by tefillin? By tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad? Yes, the Gemara. So that it's actually machlokes is the Rashba and the Rosh. Whether it's both by Tefillin Shel Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yad, but if you hold it is, then it's learned out from this week's parsha, from the Big Day Kuhuna, that there would be a chatzitza. So let's go. So the Ran holds like this. Everybody say, why is this relevant? So what do we have over here? We have an Afen Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos clearly disagreed with the Ran. How do we know Tosfos clearly disagreed with the Ran? Because what was bothering Tosfos, Rabbi Yisai? What was bothering Tosfos? Why isn't the psul chatzitza applicable to the second stage of the Gemara? And we had to come on to different terutzim. Originally, Tosfos wanted to say Dani is teretz. He had problems with that teretz. So then he makes this whole new idea about a contraption, and that's the vort of Tosfos. That's the vort of Tosfos of why. But fundamentally, Rabbi Yisai, when you ask Tosfos, is there a problem of chatzitza? Is there a halacha chatzitza when it comes to lekichas lulav? The answer is what? The answer is yes. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yisai. Anyone have a Mr. Shulchan Aruch or Mr. Breer? That's just kedai to see, Rabbi Yisai. It's kedai to see inside. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, check if that's a chelik vav. Is that a chelik vav on the top? Before we got to where we got the Gemara, same place. Is chelik vav? Oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. This shemayim. It's like Eliyahu HaNavi came here before this year.
He was in this year.
Baruch Hashem. So I don't have the nice kalim, but we'll work with the Mishnah Berurah right now. So let's see what the Mechaber says. You guys die tomorrow morning if you have a chance to look this up, because it's halach lemaisa. Im asa beis yad v'nasan bayalulo v'natlo, shapir dami. If you make a handle like the end of Tosfos and you take the lulav, then it's good. Why? The lekicha yidid avaracher shma lekicha, because Rava, we pass like Rava over Rabba, and what? Taking a lulav with something else is a good lekicha. Ubelvad, zach the mechaber, ubelvad she'ei derech kavod. But it has to be in a kavodik way. Why? Because the Gemara membeis, that the Gemara distinguished, that if you take a kli that you were not yotzi, even though lekicha yidei derech shma lekicha, because what? Because, oh my gosh, shalom aleichem. So listen, so we're going to talk about chatzitzas right now.
I know that you're here.
Shalom.
This is yours.
Oh wow, you just helped us with the tastes in Yuma, the Ritzvah, and Zayin. Enjoy.
So
please, I want to talk to you. Okay, great. Vachi derech kavod. Avam ein derech kavod. Gon shenasan alulav bekli unatlo. But if you put it into a vessel that's not kavodik, right? It's not like this handle. lo yotze. That's the Gemara Membeis that you were not biyotze. Oh, vim karach alav suder. What if I wrap the lulav in a suder? Zokta mechaber. O shekarach suda al yado. Or I wrap my hand in a scarf, unatlo, and I take the lulav. Yesh oimrim de lo yotze. Yesh oimrim de lo yotze. Why yesh oimrim de lo yotze? Ask the Magen Avraham, isn't everyone hold your no lo yotze? So says the Magen Avraham, because according to the Ran, when your hand is covered with something on it, then what? Then we could say that you're yotze. Shabura says, let's see if the Mishabura quotes the Magen Avraham. Vadinum lavash bati adayim al yadav. Just like wearing gloves, what would a person would want to wear gloves? Or, you know, they're makbid about germs, so they put those rubber gloves, you know, when they're passing around the lulav. The gloves, we could say, is batel legabe ayad. So it's still lekicha tama, right? The Ran had that lashon of batel. Whenever you can be mavatel the thing, it would be yotze. So the yesh ayimrim, the yotza, the delo yotza is shitas hatoisis. But the Ran would hold that actually by gloves or a sudur around your hand, since you can be mavatala to the yad, that's still considered a lakichatam. But what? Aval karach sudur ala lulav. But now, if you take the handkerchief and you put it on the lulav, so says the Magen Avraham, bein according to Tosfos, bein according to the Ran, you're what? Lo yotza. Then that's going to be halacha where you're not going to be yotze. That's going to be halacha that everyone's going to hold. Either according to Tosfos, it's going to bly b'chatzitza, or according to the Ran, it's not going to be l'kicha tama. It's not going to be a l'kicha tima. The lo lahav l'kicha tima, val kenim not lo yachzer yilenim below bracha. And if you took it, you should take it again with a bracha. So now listen to what the Rama says. Everybody say halacha l'maisa. V'nogu lahachmir lahasir hatvilin v'tabas miyodom. And there is a chumrah, a minig, that people take off their rings and they take off their ritzuos of their tefillin before they shake dalet min. But says the Rama, aval medina ein lachush, but he quotes the Aguda, even though there's a minig like that, the Aguda says you don't have to be chayshish for that. Hol ve'ein kol hayad mechusa behen. Since the entire yad, what? Well, many people aren't wearing tefillin, but even those who are wearing tefillin, they have a minig to take it off. They have a minig to take it off before halal, before they shake the lulav, for this minig of the chatzitza. So the Rama says, the MS is, I don't think it's a chatzitza. Why? Because even if you want to say that there's some separation, but there's some separation, but it's not entirely covering my hand like what? Like a glove would be. So therefore, it would be okay. Okay, it's not a handle. And when it comes to a glove, Tosfos would say that would be a problem. And if a person would want to know if they could take a lulav with gloves, so Einach Nami, that would be a machlekes Tosfos in the Ran. And Tosfos holds it as a chatzitza, since the entire hand is chaytzeitz, that would be a problem. But when it comes to the rings, and when it comes to the tefillin, the Rama quotes the Aguda and says that that's not going to be a problem. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, not so fast. I don't agree with this Rama. The kama achronim kosvu, daf midina yesh hakbada al zeh mishum chatzitza. Af she'ein kol ayad mechusa b'hem. He's quoting from the Vilna Gaon. The Bach, the Taz, the Gra. Val keinim natal ba'od shelo hisser atfilin min yadov o atabas yachzer v'yitlenu b'lo brach. So Mishnah Berurah says it's really not okay. Listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. And according to this Mishnah Berurah, according to these poskim, Rabbi Yisai, even a ring. Rabbi Yisai, women make a bracha and shake lulav with rings all the time on their hands. Unbelievable. That would be a chatzitza. Why? Says the Gra, because I could hear a distinction to say that if it's only on part of the hand, then it's still considered a lakicha tama. It's still considered, it still blibes a complete lakicha. But that's only good if the only issue in our sugya was what? Was lakicha tama, more like the Ran. But if you hold like the premise of Tosfos, that the premise of Tosfos was what? That when you're holding the actual lulav, and you're not holding the handle of the lulav, but you're holding the actual lulav, any separation would be a separation similar to kodshim. Anything would be chaitzitz. And that Taisus holds principally against the Ran, that chatzitza applies to the lekichas lulav. And there is a halacha of chatzitza. And when it's not beautifying the lulav, like Rava said a line before, of kol and also in a chotzeitz, and it's not a lulav that's separated from the hand, that's being taken as a handle, so Taisus would say what? Even a mashu, a ring, would create a chatzitza. We have to follow the rules and regulations of chatzitza, similar to kachim. So says the Vilna Gaon, if you just make a simple cheshbin, based on Tosfos' premise of the sugya, so then what? Any chatzitza would passel. If you hold like the Ram that it's totally on, are you being lokeach or you're not being lokeach? So I could hear that one could say, just like gloves, we're going to say, that just like gloves we're going to say is going to be considered batel to the hand, so that's also considered a lekicha. So even a ring could be batel to the hand, and that could be a lekech. But what's the fundamental premise of the Ram? Chatzitza doesn't apply to netilas lulav. But according to Taisus, if chatzitza applies to the lulav, and the only reason over here, or by when netilas lulav is okay, is only when you have a handle. So when you're actually taking the lulav and you have any mashu of a separation, and Taisus holds fundamentally that chatzitza does create a problem, so even partially a problem, that would be halacha. So it comes out fascinating. When you want to define the terminology of the Torah, ulakachtem lachem b'yayim arishon. So the Ran says that what? The Ran says that means it has to be something that now is bottled to your hand. That is considered superfluous, and you know, connected to the hand, that I can view it as if the hand is doing a maisa lekich. Chalila v'chas, would I say that there's halacha of chatzitza? No halacha of chatzitza. When it comes to Taisus, since fundamentally he reads the Gemara Kepshuta, and there's halacha of chatzitza when it comes to lulav, not only does it mean that you have to separate on most areas of the hand, you have to make sure that there's no separation on any area of the hand. And lekicha meant that your entire hand in a complete fashion is totally enveloping this lulav and has no separation whatsoever. Now, if Taisus and the Ran would write a translation and would expound on what the Torah meant, you'd have two totally different versions, Rabbi Yisai, of what the word ulakachtem lachem. Not only about whether or not I can hold a lulav that's attached to the tree, not only about whether or not when I pick up the lulav before the zman and I'm still holding it, is that ulakachtem? But now we have a fundamental machlokes Taisus and the Ran. Does chatzitza apply? And does my entire hand need to be in contact with the dalet minim when I'm yotze the lulav? Unbelievable. A machlokes Taisus and the Ran that affects Mishnah Brura, halacha lemaisa, whether or not you're yotze. How did you understand the sugya? What was the premise of the sugya? What was the fundamental issue of the sugya? Halacha lemaisa changed our yontes of sukkos. Yeah.
Let's say you had a suitor that was like a very holy suitor, and that you did for mitzvot that made you closer to Hashem. That wouldn't even work. Like just a, isn't that hider mitzvah a little?
Eged is also hider mitzvah, and still the Gemara is saying that. You're right. Rava says if it's lana'oso, so then it goes. As long as it's going to be something that's enhancing, you're right. Yeah. Then it would be exactly like Rava said, that the eged, I would just be very wary of what's considered really lana'oso. I'm saying like, you know, because you like it, I don't know.
Let's say you had like a suitor, like an example in Kedushin was that there was a suitor from a big rabbi that they gave as...
Right.
Let's say you had something like that.
So you're asking an interesting question. When the Rava says kol lana'oso eino chotzeitz, is that objective or subjective?
Yeah.
So eged, the case of the Gemara, I think is objective. The Gemara says beferish that having an eged on the lulav, that enhances the mitzvah, that's beautifying the mitzvah, and makes that sure that the dalet minim are not flying all over the place. The fact that your rabbi gave you something and you like it, I'm not sure if that would necessarily suffice. I would be wary about that. But this is incredible, halach lemaisa, about what. So let's just finish off the Gemara, so let's try to get to the Mishnah. The Gemara has a few very important halachas that we have to discuss. Really, this daf lamed zayin, Rabbi Yisai, is so incredible. Amar Rabba. Rabba said, we saw this Gemara on Thursday, Rabbi Yisai. Loi loditz inish lilulava bo'oshana domanasre tarfe. What happened, Rabbi Yisai? Don't shtup what? the lulav after the aravos and the hadasim are there, they'll manasre tarfe. Maybe it's going to be what? It's going to rip off some leaves, and it's going to cause v'habe chatzitza. Ravim amar min b'mino in ochotzis. Again, Tosis and the Ran are going to have a machlokes. What that means over here is chatzitza literal, or is chatzitza considered really just kichatzitza, but it's just the halach of l'kichatama, but no one would hold that a ring or anything else is a problem when you take your lulav. And Rava says, no, in the halach of chatzitza, we know min b'mino is not chotzitz. So if you remember on Thursday, we asked the Kasha, Rashi says, what's the problem over here? Halulav beser ali ahadas. The lulav is going to cause the leaves of the hadas to fall off and disconnect. Va'arava u'mishtayrim be'eged. It's going to be between you and the eged. The chotzitzim bein min lemin. It's going to be a chatzitza between each min. Ve'inam agudim yachad lios l'kicha achas. And they're not tied together to be one aguda. Why? Because there's a separation in the aguda, in the eged, and the eged is not exactly being ma'aged these three minim. There's something else there between the min and the eged, between the min together and the eged. So that would be a problem. So we asked, the Rashash asked the Gemara, we paskin lulav doesn't need an eged, so why should this create a chatzitza? So we suggested that perhaps l'chachila we take the chumras, even the Rabbanan, we take the chumras of Rabbi Yehuda and try to do things on a level of chatchila of what Rabbi Yehuda would hold as puzzle, and if chatzitza be'min lamin for the eged would cause a problem, so we on a chatchila level would hold like that as well. I was thinking over the Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. If you remember, I told you that Rabbi Soloveitchik had a chumrah that once that's true, that we take the chumras l'chatchila of Rabbi Yehuda and there's a din of eged l'chatchila, so then Rabbi Soloveitchik thought on a level of l'chatchila it would also be a problem to slip off the keshach lach and to put it back on sukkahs, because that would be a lach of tasav lamana asa. So I thought that this gemara is a kash on that. Because if the Rav was right, and there was a lach that according to Rabbanan l'chadchila, we should have a lach of tasav lamana asa, even though it's not ma'akiv, there's no adin asiyas eged. Eged is not ma'akiv. But l'chadchila, we want to do a tase just as much as Rabbi Yehuda would hold, and we try l'chadchila to have the chumras of Rabbi. So then the reason why Rabbi is telling me lo lodus inish lulava should be because of tasav lamana asa. Why didn't Rabbi say that reason? If we're saying a reason just l'chadchila fi Rabbanan. From the fact that Rabbi didn't say that, it seems to be a raya that there was no din tasav lamana asa l'gabi shitas Rabbanan, and he was only bothered l'gabi achatzitza. I don't know. Food for thought. Tell me what you think. So Rava says he's not concerned because the Ale Hadas and the Hadas and the other Minim are from the Min of the Lulav, and Min B'mino is Eino Chaitzit. Since it's the same Min, it's not going to create a Chatzitza, so you can even shtup the Lulav in afterwards, and that wouldn't be a problem. Vama Rabba, Loi Ligis Inish Lulava Boshana Demishtairi Hotza Vahava Chatzitza. By the way, I saw if you look at the Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar on this Gemara, one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar asked the Kasha, that the Rashash's Kasha, and he says, Mamish, like the Yisod that we said. Take a look at the Kavitz, Rabbi Yisrael. I'll show you tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar, I don't think it's in the back of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Avram, you have it?
I'm looking.
I don't think so. Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar is in the Kavitz Mefarshim, that the Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar, in the Brown Sefer, he writes there, we don't hold lulav tzarech eged like the Rashash's Kasha, so why was Rabbi concerned if we pasken like Rabban and not like Rabbi Yehuda? So I think in his answer it really sounds like the Yisod that we said, that l'chadchila we try to have the same dinam of eged as like Rabbi Yehuda hold, which is a big chiddush of this Gemara. Next Gemara. Amar Rabba, lo ligas inish lulava boshana temishtaira hutza v'ava chatzitza. What is this halacha? If the lulav is too long, imhu aruch, says Rashi, yosir midai, min arava, ubala katzo mitachas, and he comes to try to cut it at the end, lo yiktzenu ba'odu ba'aguda, don't cut it while it's in the aguda, elu yotzienu, take it out, v'yigas, and then cut it, mitachas v'yachzer v'yagud, why? Dimishtairi hutsa shalulav, tlushin min ashidra, because if you cut it out when it's in there, again, you're going to have some loose leaves from the lulav that are going to be there, besocha eged, lefisha ale alulav arukim, because they're very long, muchubar mitachas ashidra, and they're connected from the spine, v'nimshachin ve'olim keneged govash alulav, and it continues going, Then it's going to stay there, and it's going to cause a chatzitza. Again, a similar halacha. And Rava says, no, since it's a leaf of a lulav, it's not a chatzitza, it's min bimino, and min bimino is not chaytzeitz, so we don't have to be concerned. And you can even cut the lulav, even if it's going to leave a leaf there, after you cut it, because it's not going to bli b'chatzitza, because it's min bimino. Says the Gemara, brand new halacha. Very nogei lemais. Amar Rava. Says Rava. Hadas shel mitzvah osur lahariach boy. A hadas of a dalet minim, you are not allowed to smell on yontif. Very important halach, everybody. So not everyone knows this. Why? Esrog shel mitzvah mutter lahariach boy. Esrog of a mitzvah, you are allowed to smell. But Rabbi Isai, I'm advising you not to smell. A little known halacha that the Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafresh Nun Gimel. Why am I advising you not to smell the esrog, even though the Gemara says it's mutter? What? That's the Gemara is telling me it can't give me anah from what it's... One second. Let's just finish the Gemara. Let's go. Hadash al mitzvah asr la riachbo. Hadash of a mitzvah, it's asr. Esrog shal mitzvah mutter la riachbo. You're allowed to smell an esrog. So, everybody say, anytime, even if I want to be machmir with you guys, which I don't like being machmir, but even if I wanted to be machmir, you would just say to me, Rabbi, that's ridiculous. The Gemara just said it's mutter, you can't say it's aser. So what am I going to tell you? My taima, let's see the Gemara's rationale. Hadas de la recha kai. A hadas, that what is there for the purpose of what? Smell. Ki akze, me recha akze. When I set it aside, which is what called, Rabbi say, what? What type of akze comes from the word what? Mukta, because there's a halacha called Hukta l'mitzvah. So there's another halacha of Mukta that's set aside because it stands for a mitzvah. So what? It's Hukta for its main purpose. Don't use it for its mundane smelling purpose. Use it for a mitzvah. But if what? If what? Ki akta merecha akta. So I set it aside from its usual mundane purpose. Esrog, but an esrog that its main purpose is what? The la'achila koi, that's used to eat, ki akze me'achila akze. So when I set it aside, I only set it aside for what? For its usual purpose, which is food. Don't make jam out of the esrog when it's sukkis, because it's hooked to limit slaso, legabe achila. Good? So how could I say to you that I would not advise you to smell the hadas? Isn't it beferish? Says the Mishnah, oh. Says the halacha, Hadash mitzvah also the agriyah of esrog shemitzvah mutter l'riachbo min adin elefifi shenechlegu mevarchan olavim lav yesh limnoyam l'riach olav. Says the mechaber, what? Says the mechaber, there is a bracha when it comes to smelling fruits, shenosan riach toiv v'peiros, and what? We don't know if also an esrog shel mitzvah, right? Dr. Milariachbo, be'ez netilas lemitzvah, aval kodim o achar kach lariachbo lechuli alma yachler varich. But before the mitzvah, you're allowed to. What do you say? This is tough reish nun gimel, sifkot and gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. So before the mitzvah or after the mitzvah, he sounds like you're allowed to. But then he says, v'yesh armer d'yesh letnoa kol shivas yamim. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, because we don't know if you should make a bracha on reach tov v'peiros on esrog shel mitzvah, so then during the 7 days, it's not smart to smell it. From the Rabbeinu Hananel, from the Taz and the Elio Rabo, he's quoting, that you shouldn't smell it throughout Sukkis. So that's the reason, Rabbi, see, I always think about this Mishnah Berurah when I see everyone smelling their esrog, you know, and but that's, because that's in the Gemara, it's mutter, but the Mechaber says that, for sure, at the Zman of the Mitzvah, you shouldn't be smelling it. So that's not for halal, you shouldn't be smelling esrogim. And the Mishnah Berurah says for all 7 days, because we're not sure if you should make a bracha, and we don't want to be nene without a bracha, so then you don't smell.
And you don't care when people stick the besan in the esrogim, you make a boring besan, or are you supposed to also make an esrog also? You only smell the besan?
I never seen that, I only seen the snuff.
No,
but if you have the besan, l'chayr, the ikker thing that l'chayr, the esrog's tafel, l'chayr is just a handle. So the ikker thing is the b'samim, so you should make the b'samim. Good. A lot of times also the esrog doesn't even have a smelling. It's very hard to smell it unless you really smell it very well. So I would say that you should make the besam. So Rabbi, there is a very important halacha that's brought down in your day based on this Gemara. The Mordechai brings down our Gemara and he says the following. He says, let's say you have something that's asr ba'ana. Let's say you have like something like yayin, the Mordechai says. So its normal purpose is what? Its normal purpose is to drink. So he says it's mutter to smell. Based on this Gemara, just like an esrog, that its normal purpose is what? Is lachila, and it's mutter to smell. So too, when it comes to something that's taka treif, something that's taka asr ba'na, so its normal purpose is X, and I want to do Y, then it would be totally mutter. So the Shach is very bothered with this Psak of the Mordechai. The Shach writes, l'chora, there's no dimyon. Because in this Gemara, why is it usher for you to use it? Because it's huksa l'mitzvasa. Because you were makta it for to use this for the mitzvah. So then, you were makta it and not to use for its purpose. But that was you that created the isser. Because you decided to use this esrog for the mitzvah. You were the bialim to be makta. That's not comparable to something that the Rabbeinu Shalom asser, that the Rabbeinu Shalom said it's going to be usser. You can't compare that when I say I'm going to use this for a mitzvah, I say I'm not going to use it for achila. Okay, that's the guidelines when it comes to huktzul mitzvah. When it comes to something that's mamish treif, when it comes to something that's mamish usser ba'ana, frek tashach, you can't compare it to this halacha. So I saw Rabbi Yashiv has a geshmak of pshat. Rabbi Yashiv said, no, but if you look carefully, perhaps the Mordechai learned like Rashi in this sugya. Where does this hook to come from? So the Shach is saying, the Bailim is makta it, and therefore the Bailim were only makta it lechila and not lana. But Rashi says, asr lariach, but what does Rashi say? Digamrina misuka di alfina perakama, our Gemara we're about to start in tomorrow's shir. The Chalshim Shamayim Alatzi Sukkah Le'aser Ba'na Kol Shiva Hol V'Huktel Metzvaso. Rashi said a Noyre Dikachidish. Rashi said this is a Dinda Araisa, learnt out from Kishem Shechalshim Shamayim Alachagiga Kach Chalshim Shamayim Alasukkah, that there is a halacha when it comes to mitzvahs, not only the sukkah but all the dalad minim, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is what creates a kedusha on the mitzvahs. And the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Kedusha on the mitzvahs, just like the Sukkah, the Kedusha is created on the mitzvahs, so too the Dalet Minim, any mitzvah is an automatic Kedusha, so the Melech, it is more similar to what the Mordechai was saying, and maybe it's less involved by the Bailim. But that's really a major, major machloikis apayskim, whether or not this is going to be a relevant to all Isuri Ana, if the main purpose is not, can you do it, if it's used for eating, can you now smell it, would be totally on this machlekes, the Mordechai and the Shach. So Gemara continues. V'omer Rabbo. By the way, there is another kasha that the Achronim ask. Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, kol mara v'reach ein bo mishum me'ila. Kol mara v'reach ein bo mishum me'ila. So if kol marav reich is considered not doing anything to listen to a voice, to look at something, or to smell something, it's ein bo mishum me'ila. So how can the Gemara say by hadas that it's usser to be me'riach bo? So I'll let you think about that, Kasha. Okay, weiter. Let's go. V'amar rabba, hadas b'mechubber, what happens, the Gemara in Hilchos Shabbos question, Hilchos Yomtov question. Can I walk over to a rose and smell the rose? It's connected to the ground. So Gemara says, "Amar Rabba Hadas b'mechuber mutter la'riach bo." You're allowed to smell it. Esrog b'mechuber, but when it comes to an esrog and it's attached, aser la'riach bo. You can't smell the esrog. Why? Says the Gemara, "Hadas da'la'riach koi, a rose or a hadas that's there, that's ready and set for what to be smelled, then what?" If we permit him to smell it, he'll just leave it as is. He'll get the pleasure that he wants. Ah, what a beautiful smell. and he's not going to cut it off on Shabbos or Yontif. Esrog de la achila koi, but an esrog that's main purpose is what? Is to eat. So what? You're not going to eat it while it's attached. You're not going to eat it while it's connected. It's not the normal way to eat when it's connected, right? Rashi says, ki moreach loy minshi v'tolish v'ochole, v'afim ochlo m'mechubar ein l'cha tolish gelu mizeh. Rashi says a big chiddush, and even if you would eat it while it's attached, that itself is tolish. I would have said that that's not plisha. I would have said that that's abnormal to eat something while it's mechubar. Rashi says, ein l'cha tlisha gdula mizu. If I eat an apple, plucking it from the tree with my teeth, says Rashi, that's considered tolish. That's a malacha of tolish on Shabbos. The kash on this Rashi, if it stems with other cases that the Gemara talks about, achila by mechubar, and it seems to be lav darko v'kach. But Rashi clearly said, l'gabi hilcha Shabbos, that is considered mechubar. So therefore, the Gemara makes a distinction between achilas esrog, that you're going to be over the malacha of gziza by the achila, and list smelling the hadas. These are halacha la maisa gemaras. Va'amar Rava, the Rishonim Meir Asakasha, that there's Gemara in Erevin that said that they brought hadasim, the goyim brought hadasim to a Jew on Shabbos, and the Gemara says you can't use it until after Shabbos. If a goy did a malacha for you, you're not allowed to use it until you wait b'chdei shiyasu, until the amount of time that the goy took to do that malacha. We'll learn about this another time. The halacha b'chdei shiyasu is a big important halacha when it comes to Amir al-Akam, when it comes to a goy who did a malacha for you on Shabbos. So the Rishonim, the Ran here asked the Kasha, all the Rishonim asked the Kasha, this Gemara sounds like you're allowed to smell a Hadas on Shabbos, and the other Gemara over there says you're not allowed to smell a Hadas on Shabbos. Because we know, the Rabbeinu Tam tells us, if I could have gotten benefit from an item without the goy's involvement, so Rabbeinu Tam, not all the Rishonim hold like this, but Rabbeinu Tam holds that even if the goy did something in order to bring it to me, if I could have gotten that thing without him, at least in some cases, it's going to be mutter. So why is the Gemara and Erevin assuming that it's going to be problematic? If I could have walked over to the bush and gotten the Hanah myself, according to Rabbeinu Tam, isn't this a stira in Gemara? So the Rishonim give different reasons. Maybe they were using the Hadassim. The Rishonim say, it's a fascinating Rishonim, they say they used to make the chuppah. Not that they were smelling it. They used to actually build the chuppah from the Hadassim. So now I'm actually getting something out of the Goyim that I wouldn't have been able to get. Or maybe the Hadas tree was michutz l'tchum. It was something that I wasn't accessible. I wasn't able to walk by it, so I did need the goy in order to make it accessible. But you have to touch up the Gemara in order to make them shtim. Let's finish the Gemara. V'amar Rabba Lulav b'yamin. Rabbi Isai, a famous Gemara. Why is the Lulav in the right hand and the Esrog b'smol? My taima. By the way, most Rishonim hold this is not ma'akiv if you mixed it up, Rabbi Isai. But the Rabbeinu Chanano holds it is ma'akiv. Just an interesting maramakum. My time, we're in the mode of Rabbeinu Chanano since Thursday. My time, honey, plus a mitzvah, v'hai, chad a mitzvah. This is three mitzvahs, and this is one mitzvah. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zika, my time, lo mevarchen el al netilas lulav. Why is the bracha for the mitzvah al netilas lulav? Hol gavoa mikulam. Since it is taller than everyone else. The ligbe la esrog, so why don't we just rig the esrog and make the bracha on the esrog, the livrach? Amalei, hol ubimino gavoa mikulam, since in the way it, in its species, it's taller than all three, not the fact that it's practically like that, that's why it's going to be mutter. Tosis has a kasha, but kasha da havla la memar hol b'shiure gavoa mikulam, it should be that since in the halacha of the shiurim of the dalad minim, it's higher, so therefore the Gemara wanted, that's why the Torah said that the bracha is on, it is on them. So the reason why the lulav is taken by the right hand is because it has three of them. But the reason why it's the bracha is because it's gavoya mikulam. But what's fascinating about this Gemara is that the Gemara thought there was a havamina to ignore all that, and the Gemara thought even though the esrog was one min, the Gemara thought that still the bracha should be on the esrog, which shows, in my opinion, a very, very something unique about the esrog. And the Iri writes over here that perhaps another reason, what it means, gavoa mikulam, doesn't mean in its physical dimension, but when you take the medrash that highlights the different tam v'reach, the different milas of the three minim that you have in the lulav, so in the three nebuchs, I mean, the Esrog has everything. But in the three Nebuchs that don't have everything, either they have nothing. They have Tam, they have no Reach, or they have Reach without Tam. So then the Meiri says the Lulav is the one that's striving higher. Within the ones that are Bidiyevid, it's the better one. So perhaps that's what the Gemara means, that Lulav Gavoa Mikulam, it's Magbia itself. It's working on itself, and it's getting to the stages of the Esrog closer and closer, and that's something that we want to highlight, a person that's elevating himself, a person that's striving, a person that's actually taking Darga Darga. He hasn't been there. He's not the Esrog. He's not the complete product. That's not the one we're going to make the bracha on. Within the three minim, this is Gavoa Mikulam in the spiritual sense, as opposed to the physical sense.
So that's filling.
What about Tzolom?
Before Shalosh, even though Shalosh is higher.
So the Gemara says, first of all, there are certain Rishonim, and there are certain, and the Vilna Gaon.